The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Kyle.
And I could not recall his first name. I simply refer to him as D-Dot, divorced dad of two.
Yeah, D-Dot.
And the only reason I know the person next to them is because we call them the Moon Men, because their last name is Moon. That's it. Okay?
These clever nicknames you've come up with.
Real good relationships. Want to keep them.
Okay.
And Steve.
You're down in the trenches.
That's true.
I mean, that's 5 days a week.
Yeah.
That is, that there's no taking days off unless it's a federal holiday, a state holiday, basketball tournament. But other than that,
in the trenches.
You're down in those trenches for around 180 days a year.
Hero, I don't know. It's not me. Look, if you want to call me a hero, who am I to stop you?
Live on tape from APS 3. Whatever, it's the Steve and Kyle podcast.
Hey, hey, hey.
We're in the big time.
Ooh.
I think it sounds pretty good.
I don't know. I won't know for a bit, but...
Well, I gotta tell you, a lot of people would make a big purchase like this, and they would do substantial testing.
No.
Like, in a controlled setting.
Uh-uh.
But not us, Steve. You and I just sit down, whip out both of our six shooters, spin them around on our fingers, and fire them into the air. I actually think that'd be a good image. You and I, the old Western outlaws, firing a couple six shooters. So we got some new equipment.
Yeah, we do. If you're noticing that we sound a little bit different, you know, apologies. There's some growing pains here. But I think that we can pretty much declare no more incidents moving forward, right?
Oh, hang on. I'm glad I have this document open because I don't have the date listed. But yeah, no, I have it written right here. Steve, let me... quote it verbatim. Hear ye, I, Steve, of the Steve and Kyle podcast, do hereby proclaim that the year 2023, the year of our Lord, will be tech incident free. And you're supposed to hit a sound effect. Do you want to hit any sound effect? That was the best one possible.
It was perfect.
End of my statement. It is safe to say that while the joke was earlier in the year, I think that ended 2 weeks later in the first few minutes.
It was pretty quick.
That we really got aggravated by things out of our control in the middle of this year, to where you and I started looking at, once again, emptying the coffers and changing our equipment, which we must be the least successful podcast to constantly upgrade equipment. Like, we have to be, right?
I think we need to talk about the process to get this mixer.
Unnecessarily complicated is what I'll say, as the first party who ended up being a third party to it all.
Maybe a fourth. Maybe a fourth party. I
kind of shocking how this all went down.
I think that... Correct me if I'm wrong, but initially you found this mixer.
Yeah, I'd been looking. The typical avenues. I checked eBay, kind of got a price point of what it would be on eBay. Checked out Facebook Marketplace, which, as we know, is your realm.
Yeah.
And I decided to dabble, to dip my toes in that water, and found a couple of deals.
Yeah.
That.
So, but the one that you, because you were just sending me a bunch back and forth, and be like, yeah, that looks good. Oh, not bad on the price. Not bad on the price.
Because there's one thing we like doing. It's pissing away money.
It's getting a good deal, making sure that we buy it from a third party. So warranties be damned.
Yeah, we talked about buying it new. We weren't willing to foot that bill. While we are the true upstart whippersnappers, our what we were willing to sink into this endeavor was still somewhat limited.
Yeah. So you found this one. It was a good price. The problem was it was a couple hours away. It was on the other side of the state. But we thought, all right, no big deal. We'll send the guy a bit of a lowball offer and say, can you ship it? Because that's going to add $15-$20. And then he was very receptive. He said, yeah, no problem. I'll accept that. Sounds good. So you then went to – he adjusted the price on Marketplace. You then went to Marketplace, went to click like the Buy It Now button, and for whatever reason, it was grayed out. Like, that's weird. And you sent me a text. You're like, yeah, it's grayed out. Have you ever seen that before? I'm like, no. Send me the link. So you sent it to me. It wasn't grayed out for me. I said to you, all right, just tell the guy that
you'll do it.
I'll buy it.
Yeah, I think I think I must have done something.
Yeah.
Upset the Zuck.
So you sent it to me. I messaged the guy real quick. I said, hey, I'm the one on the, you know, you're talking to Kyle. That's my buddy. We're going to buy this thing. Mm-hmm. He said, all right, cool. So I click to buy it. And then since Facebook needs to obviously take their cut, all of a sudden it was like $40 higher.
Yeah.
And I was like, ugh.
Just no need.
Yeah. No, I mean, at that price, we can just get one that's, I don't know. We probably could have found a better
deal. We would have kept looking.
So the guy said, hey, no problem. A friend of mine lives right where you guys live.
We should hit one of the sound effects. Hang on. Go back to that part where it's like, oh, man, it added $40 to the price, Steve.
Well, that made us stop square in our tracks.
That really caused us a turn on our heel.
Yeah. And then we were wondering what to do for so long.
Just us pondering.
Yeah. Day came and went. Night really came and went. Sound effect.
I don't know why that would be a preloaded sound effect, but here we are.
I don't know. Maybe you can ask
the large robot.
Yeah. This was probably a mistake. In hindsight, we probably should have. Wait, is that me? What?
Wait, is it? Oh, no, it's me, but I think it's.
You're hearing it.
You're picking up on my microphone.
Wow.
I'm not sure how to make it so those work on YouTube.
So, in hindsight, we probably should have just recorded this thing right into a phone. Because now we're going to be distracted by the dumbest things possible. So yeah, we had we weren't willing to pay that extra price, and it just wasn't the price negotiated with this guy. So it became, in my mind, way too convoluted.
Right, and then he said, "No problem. I got a buddy who works right where you live.
Yeah,
I can send it to him,
mm-hmm.
and then you can pick it up from him for the agreed on price."
Yeah, and my first thought was, "Okay, you ship it. I'll send, or when it's in hand,
yeah,
I will digitally send you the money so you have it in your, you know, you can see it."
Right.
Which I think maybe it's just me, but I think would be the easiest way for every party involved to make sure they're financially and taken care of, whether it be money and the product.
Yeah. That's not really how it went, though.
Not how it went at all.
So he shipped it. Then I was still involved, because then I would meet up. So me being the third party met up with his friend, who is the fourth party, to make this transaction. So I grabbed it from him, and then I had to give his friend cash, which he no doubt had to then deposit into his account and Venmo his friend back. This was the longest scenario ever, start to finish, over 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And then it kind of, there was no update during the process, so I had not gone to the bank.
Yeah,
because initially I was going to pay this person just through PayPal or whatever, and when it became this extra party involved, I had been pushed to, I was going to move the money for PayPal to the bank account, then I was going to have to take the money out. Yeah. But I hadn't heard that the thing was even shipped. So I had not gone to the bank. So then you text me, say, hey, it's here.
It's in hand.
It's at like 9:30 in the morning. I had started work, you know, hitting the no button constantly.
Right.
And we're trying to figure out at that point, how do we get this money? Because it's more than an ATM limit,
mm-hmm.
which are lower than I remember since that's the last right. time I've been to an ATM.
That's right. We're doing highball stuff here.
So it came to the point where you had to withdraw cash from your own account, which I don't know how closely a net looks or how that went over to where you're like, hey, now don't worry about me. I'm just going to pull out mid-sized three figures from the bank account. See ya for a glowing machine.
for a light bright, basically.
And I had
to... I don't know why they're cheering. I'm not sure.
Again, it's a couple seconds too long. So anyway, that's it.
Okay, I got six more seconds.
That is it.
There you go.
Okay. So anyway, we got the thing. We have very, very loosely tested this offhand. Yeah. You have obviously put in the time to make sure it's plugged in and to make sure sound is coming through. So,
I did a full test run the other day.
Oh, did you?
Because I got all the settings where I think they should be. Then I hit the record button. I said, check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah.
Then I stopped the recording. And it worked.
The last interaction I'd had was you said, can I call and test out the phone function? I said, yeah, sure. And called. I heard you. It sounded great. And you could not hear me. And that was the end of the test. That was it.
It's as far as we went.
We never followed up on it until today.
Yeah.
Where we made sure it worked.
Yeah, I figured it out.
So I think at this point we can declare that we are officially in business with the new mixer.
All right. Yeah. We have declared victory. Oh, thank you.
You know what? Honestly, thank you. Hit it again. Does it double if you hit it again? Nope. Just stops. Hope we can layer the cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow. It can't be said enough.
Yeah.
We've done it.
Yeah.
We've upgraded we've lost more money.
We have. Yeah, we've lost we've lost money in the deal, no doubt. Expected by every party involved.
Right. No question. Yeah, there was never any other expectation of how this was going to end than you and I going further in the red.
That's the only constant in this podcast, other than that there's an episode every Tuesday at 7 a.m. That's it. Number one, episode every Tuesday at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Number two, we're in the red.
Two guarantees. Mm-hmm. Two guarantees. Now, up there on our little timestamp sheet that we carry, there's a litany of things that are down there. Some that I've added, some that were up there. I almost feel like we need to spin the wheel to figure out what we should get to today. Do you think you got a wheel on there?
Yeah, let me hit it. Okay, not exactly. Here it is.
Hey, it's time to spin the wheel. So which of those up there currently intrigues you the most that we want to get to off the top of the show here today?
Well, I mean,
and by top, I mean, you know, about a third of the way through.
I always like a bit of fun and excitement here on the show when we decide to rip into the envelopes that are here. You want to do some viewer mail time?
Yeah, let's get that out of the way.
Hey folks, viewer mail time again. Oh, here's one from Sally, age 14. Dear
there
Pig.
It is. Oh, that's nice. That's a good perforation.
That's a good perf. This, as usual, is from our friends at the Bill Payment Processing Center in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. If you're on your way through, give them a wave.
Stop and say hi.
Stop at the reception desk. Say you'd like to talk to the person who handles the smallest checks in the business, and see if they'll let you say hi and shake their hand.
Mm-hmm. Thank them for their service.
While we're here, while I finish this beautiful perf, need to call out our friend Trevor Adams. Definitely not from Nashville, closer to Dixon/Burns.
Mm-hmm.
Love the man. Diehard fan of this podcast. Couldn't be more thankful for him. But if I get one more message from him saying that he's supposedly sending some type of package, I'm going to block them.
Yeah, I noticed a couple of them coming through, so I swear it's going to be this
Tuesday. I don't even want a package, Steve. That's not the point. The point is if I hear about this idea of a package one more time, I think he's blocked. I think it's the only possible way. Anyway, from our friends at the Bill Payment Processing Center, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, that's our dear friend Billy Stacks.
Billy Stacks.
Coming through in the clutch, putting this mixer right on his back, getting us back closer and closer to making a profit for this podcast. Only probably 5 figures short still from these 7 years we've been doing this. Thank you, Billy Stacks, for your service.
Just a little bit less in the red, thanks to Billy Stacks.
Always lovely. Always lovely. I wanted to give an update because I don't know if it was 2 weeks ago where we had kind of run through the local holiday parade schedule on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And you made, I would argue, you made the very firm declaration
that we're done.
That we're done. You weren't doing it. And I can't argue with that. I wouldn't say it was a monumental task last year.
We didn't have many options. All the parades.
Yeah, weeknights. Which could be kind of done if we wanted. It would have just been an extra headache to make this thing happen.
At already the busiest time of the year for everybody.
Well, then in a very sad twist of fate, that announcement caused the local big city parade to just shut down.
Yeah. They made an announcement like the next day. They said, sorry, no Santa parade.
It was.
Did you see the reasoning of it?
It was very vague. It was like, that
we have some new leadership in place.
Yeah.
And it's just too much. So your new leaders, the first thing they do is,
I can't do the one thing that we put on every year. Could not figure it out.
They canceled. Yeah. Your first move as the new leader in town is to cancel something that's beloved.
It was shocking.
Yeah. Have you heard the update, though?
Well, first, I think we need to properly mourn because we've waited to talk about this long enough that there has been an update. Mm-hmm. And I think what this ends up coming down to from the beginning with this really weird announcement of why it was initially, because this is not one of the local village. I mean, it's the city of Grand Rapids, which is a big enough city with a big enough parade that I want to say one of the local TV stations probably televised it every year.
At least on their HD6 sub-channel.
Right. Whichever one of their signals, whoever they convinced to get on top of the roof and, you know, crank the satellite a different direction.
Yeah, they had to preempt it for episodes of Laugh-In from 1970.
Well, listen, there's things of import and there's things that are just of consequence. And the parade is obviously a thing of consequence. Sure. Like, well, it's Laugh-In or the parade. What do you think today? Well, I'll see if you can get old John up on the roof to crank the dish.
Yeah.
So, not a huge number because we weren't planning on doing a parade anyway this year. Spoiler alert. just because it wasn't going to work. But yes, then there was an update.
Yeah, an update yesterday. I saw it. I saw something pop up on Facebook that said, join us at the whatever Grand Rapids Santa Parade.
It's back on.
And I thought, that's weird. And a bunch of the comments said, wait, so is this happening again? And then I read further into it. And there in the big picture above an article on a website was our former boss from the radio station.
Oh, really?
Russ.
He somehow
resurrected it. I don't know exactly what he did. I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but he took the lead on it, and the Santa Parade is back.
Which leads me to the next question.
Yeah.
Resurrected. Does that mean?
No.
Okay.
I don't think they'd allow us in that one.
You don't think so?
No.
Listen, the name sponsor on that thing is the employer of one of our good friends, Sinol and Ryan.
That's
Young.
True. So we got an inside. Okay. So
we've got strings that we, listen, you and I right now.
So between Sinol and Ryan Young and Russ.
If they wouldn't let us.
We get those two talking.
I don't know how
I mean, look, grand marshal? I don't know. I don't know if we're deserving.
Well, listen, this is a 1988 Jeep Comanche. So I think the grand marshal is a given. You and I front and center, mostly because we want to be out of there first as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, beat the traffic type of situation.
Peel out as soon as I cross over the finish line.
Yeah, and honestly, if you think you've seen slow parades, wait till you see a speed parade. Because we are setting the cruise at about 16. So it's just going to be, and I think we get like a little PVC pipe cannon for these Chuck E. C. Juniors. And we just, from the back. And they're just getting peppered to the crowd on both sides. So get there early and make sure you're not blinking because we're going to be flying by.
Oh, yeah. Wear some kind of protective eyewear, too.
Because you are liable to catch a Chuck E. C.
In
the eyeball. I'm sorry. Steve, I forget we tested this out as well. Why I'm distracted right here is I'm posting a poll, but I'm also posting a poll.
Hey,
on our Facebook page.
Everything is coming up, Steve and Kyle.
It really is.
We got a new mixer. The parade is back on, and we can now post polls on Facebook.
I mean, the only things we've ever wanted in this life
are parades and Facebook polls. That's it.
So you're willing to say that even though this parade is still on a Saturday morning, you're not interested?
I get the idea. I get the feeling that the big city parade is handled a little differently than the local village parade.
Well,
this one, as we were made aware back at Memorial Day, literally anyone or anything can be in it. You pay the probably $20.
Mm-hmm. Like $50.
You can go right through that parade. Any kind of vehicle you want, lawnmower, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
You can ride through that parade.
Well, I'm pretty sure they haven't paid their server dues because I'm trying to click on their website and it is giving me security errors.
Okay.
And saying that the website is not set up, but they have links like about, contact us, get involved. I'd like to get involved.
By being in the parade?
Yeah. That I want to pay to get in there.
And this is
that's our big.
This is on a Saturday, right?
Yeah. This is our big.
What day? What day is it?
18.
Of what?
November.
Oh.
Saturday before Thanksgiving, a week before, 2 weeks before.
Right. So my anniversary.
Oh, God. So here we go. You've been married for like a decade. Get over it. Also, what are you doing for your anniversary on 10 a.m. on a Saturday? You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true. I'm making a net drive to the city with the kids.
She'd love it. There'd be tears in her eyes.
There would be.
There'd be tears in her eyes watching her husband, Grand Marshal, at 16 miles an hour, the local holiday parade. With a Chuck E. C. cannon shooting off the back end. Well, many area sponsors stepped up. That includes, again, our friend, sign owner Ryan Young's employer, who I think we should start greasing those wheels, as well as, former boss Russ.
Mm-hmm. I could send Russ a message. I could send him a text.
I would say send him a text or a message and just say, hey, how do we go about getting in this thing?
Well, first, I got to have the congratulations, Russ. You did it. You saved Christmas.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, congrats on the job that he's been in. You know, at this point, probably like 4 years.
It's been like 10.
And you're just now getting into wishing or congratulating him, right?
So I guess so over the next week or so, maybe we'll do some investigating.
I don't want to fully shut it down. That's all. Okay. I want to keep that option open, mostly so we can finally divest ourselves of that of those 700 plus Chuck E. C. Juniors that are now in my basement
in the freezer still.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. They have not been touched. In all fairness, I have not touched them once. I'd like to see those launched out of a cannon or a pair of hands and whipped towards unwilling children who then look at them with. Like a disgusted, what is this? I'd prefer a Tootsie Roll.
All right, so what we're saying is, we'll see.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We're proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Another big update, Steve.
Yeah.
That I spent, I would say, way too long working on.
But really
felt invigorated doing it. I really liked doing it.
I really questioned whether you had lost your employment.
Right. Right.
Because it seemed like, I don't know, while the rest of us were obviously down in the trenches.
And again, as you heard last week, I mean, upwards of 180 days a year.
putting in long, long,
right.
long short hours.
In the trenches.
In the trenches.
Yes.
And I'm just getting peppered every 10 minutes with, check this out. Check this out.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Yeah.
Check this out. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. And I'm like, man. This is all great, but if I put down my phone for 20 minutes, I go back to it, and there's like 19 more messages for me.
The juices were flowing.
They were absolute. Were you down in the lab?
Oh, Steve, and as you know, every time I go into the lab, I've said this before, when I come out, I leave a part of myself.
So you're not the same.
I'm never the same once I leave the lab. I mean, you have the trenches that you're going to. This, for me, is like a scientist doing experiments on himself. He's never quite the same. Okay? That's how I leave the lab.
That is something.
I'll post it on the poll. When you're in the lab, you always leave a piece of yourself because it's absolutely true. So I had wanted to for a while and always felt it was outside of my ability and purview. We had talked about it plenty of times. We wanted to overhaul the merch shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did.
We don't really like to badger our friend Philip anymore.
No.
Who did just fantastic, beautiful designs, sent us a bunch of the original artwork for a lot of those designs that I really think would be fun, like raffles or giveaways for this podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
At some point, maybe when we shut her down.
We'll finally be in the black.
By selling everything. The only reason we'll be in the black is if we sell this mixer, the audio panels, everything in this room, all of the original artwork, everything.
Yeah.
So I had never, listen, I'm not a smart man. I've never claimed to be. But I never was aware. I'll say this in, it's just the two of us, right?
Yeah. Just me. Hold on. Let's see if there's a sound effect for that.
Mm-hmm.
For just me and you. I mean, I guess. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Let's stop all conversation. Okay, go. Wait, do you want like a nice music bed to play?
Sure. Yeah. Just perfect.
This is the just me and you music, right?
Yeah, label it.
Ooh.
So I had...
Sounds very super bad-ish.
So I had... every other time... I've decided I wanted to undertake this endeavor myself.
Mm-hmm.
I only thought to open up Microsoft Paint.
Paint, you say?
I had no idea what. I didn't even know where to start. That's how little of a visual creative I am. Listen, we've said it a long time. We're idea men. Okay?
Yeah.
We're not typically execution men.
I'm surprised that you didn't go to your old standby Word art.
Oh, I opened Word. I opened Word to see what I could piece together, and I'm not kidding. Those endeavors lasted seconds to minutes, and because you realize that, like, in my head, what I was thinking was purely impossible to do on those two platforms.
Did you do all this on the ThinkBrick too? Your old computer?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So I found this, man. I don't even know how I found it or what I was searching for. I'd never heard of it. Katie had heard of it. I wish she would have spoke up, months ago.
Yeah, seriously, when we were begging for help.
Something called Canva or Canvas or whatever it's called.
Canva.
Like a digital art and template. And I mean, meant for businesses, but also useful for idiots like me to create, to bring your ideas to life. And you can start with templates. You can create from scratch.
This is not a sponsored episode.
It is not.
It should be.
No kidding. Because they were able to, for the most part, outside of the big ideas, which we still have, like, a couple of very big ideas that I just, there's no way I could mm-hmm. do. I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't piece it together size-wise, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I monkeyed around with that. I would argue double-digit hours easily on
it,
these.
It sure seemed like it.
And came up with what I think, some ideas that still make me laugh looking at them now. And they're my own ideas, so call me self-indulgent, but I absolutely love some of these ideas that I came up with. I even used AI for one of them.
Did you really?
I used AI for one of our designs. Wow. Not the design as a whole, but a part of the design.
Okay.
So if you go right now to stevenkyle.com/merch, as of now, they have a 20% off sale for site-wide. That's everything. Mm-hmm. Coming up, I think in like 2 weeks, they're going to... What spurred this was Redbubble had sent us an email saying, hey, we're running a couple ads or running a couple sales this month. Mm-hmm. You should, you know, promote your shop, whatever.
Yeah.
So that finally put me over the edge to start upgrading our shop. So if you... It had been years. I think the most recent update was Corn Man, which, God almighty, that's still a lovely design. Taking care of all of your corn needs right now. Boy, at StephenKyle.com.
I'm looking at one, and it is terrifying looking.
Can I guess which one it is?
Yes.
Is it the apples?
Yes.
That's the AI one.
I figured it had to be.
I love it so much.
So it's two apples with boxing gloves on.
Yep. And they're facing off together.
What are their faces?
I don't know. I when I typed into their AI generator on this platform, I typed in like two apples styled as boxers facing off. And that's what they developed.
Your work on the Beard Father is fantastic.
Oh, thank you. I love the beard. I tinkered with the Beard Father for way too long.
I mean, no chance we don't get a cease and desist.
You know what? And get it while you can. Good chance it's getting shut down.
The Lake Superior boat trip shirt. Lake Superior boating trip. November 9th and 10th, 1975. The Edmund Fitzgerald. With a list of ship amenities. Unbreakable hatch covers. Up to 3 meals per day. Weather permitting.
Of course, as we know, the cook was very, very up on the weather.
Deep lake swimming.
That one felt like the toe in the line.
Yeah. Lake views.
Mm-hmm.
But the final one. Full bellies guaranteed. I noticed that you did this as if it was like a Yelp review. So it has just a 2.5-star rating.
Yeah, I actually had to go in and crop the 5-star image from this template down to 2.5 because obviously, you know, it didn't make it. And then take the image of the boat and turn it on its side because it sunk.
Man.
So again, there's a lot on here. There's some simple ones. There's
a simple but we digress.
Yeah.
In the Zach.
Yeah.
This is something that I don't know if I'll say people have been clamoring for years, but yeah. We finally have Team Suspension Bridge and Team Covered Bridge merch.
Yep. Another Eddie Fitz shirt. So yeah. What spurred us is I wanted to get Edmund Fitzgerald merch out there before the anniversary comes up.
And we got it now.
We are coming up on, what is that, 25, 40, 45. So like 40, this is the 48th anniversary.
Yeah.
This thing went down in 75. So we're on the big 4-8 this year.
So the one, the second Eddie Fitz one, I'm looking at it right now. It's a... Boy, just a beautiful picture of a boat sinking. And it says Eddie Fitz across the top. Then it says, out of service, 1975. Rest in peace, 29 souls. But 29 is crossed out. And it says, actually 28 and a cook.
That might be the one that gets us. Like if somehow... It would be a month. It would almost be like the phone game that you would play in elementary school, right? Mm-hmm. To where you'd say, someone would tell you something and you wanted to see what that message was when it got all the way back around the room.
Yeah, the game of telephone.
So this is probably a 30-person game of telephone until it gets to the descendants of the cook.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what they could hear 30th hand that is worse than what we've said about him.
I'm not sure.
That will be the design that would get us an angry message from a family member of someone who lost someone on that boat. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why we've taken this tragedy and called it ours.
Made it our own.
There's the two most recent pole badness champion t-shirts.
I love this next one. It says, if you see something, say something.
Yes.
With a shark popping out of the water.
So that's obviously taken from the, I believe that's an anti-terrorism, like a Department of Homeland Security after 9/11 thing. Yep. You'd see all over the airports. If you see something, say something. Mm-hmm. Anything suspicious, essentially, you know, if you see, at that point, if you see someone of Middle Eastern descent, definitely alert the authorities.
Yeah, exactly. This next one is the new logo that you paid $5 for on Fiverr. It says Steve and Kyle Podcast. It has just bizarre representations of us. I have the whites of my eyes are gray.
Yep.
You have a bandana on that has stars and moons.
Stars and moons. Like, and that's the more I look, that is 1,000% a joint.
Now, there may be confusion on this one, and this is why I was a little bit afraid about this one. Know that if you buy this, it's going to have that little emblem that says $5.
Yes.
And it's also going to have the text that says on sale.
Yeah, it's like...
That's not showing that this piece of merch is on sale for $5.
Right. This is the discount version of what our normal stuff is.
Of our logo.
Yeah. The last thing I really want to get up here is just our new regular logo, which is nowhere available yet. You probably have the original somewhere.
Yep.
And then lastly, what simple, but boy, do I love this one. Tomato, potato. And that is a simple design.
The O in tomato is a tomato.
Mm-hmm.
And the O in potato is a potato.
Lovely stuff. Please check it out. StephenKyle.com/merch. Not to forget the In the Zach logo right below it. Got two dead neighbors. The others moved away. Take it from our friend Zach Ruddick's lovely, lovely theme music. Mm-hmm. So please do check that out as we, approach the upcoming seventh annual Stephen Kyle Podcast Winter Solstice Non-Denominational Gift Exchange.
It's the sixth annual Stephen Kyle Podcast Cloak and Dagger Non-Denominational Winter Solstice Gift Exchange.
That's coming up. I wanted to make sure the store is freshly restocked with a bunch of neat and new stuff. So check that out, as well as coming up again, the 48th anniversary of the Eddie Fitz.
R.I.P. to 28 of those 29 souls.
A couple of those coming up. So yeah, I don't know. Do you... I'm definitely not art forward. I don't, I've never been, like, I couldn't draw any of this stuff.
Sure.
So all of these items are just ideas floating around in my head that end up somehow coming out slowly, changing into paper. Mm-hmm. Like, even that first Eddie Fitz idea, I think probably changed two or three times from even the times I had sent it to you. So I don't know. Do you get that way? Do you get the...
Oh, I absolutely do.
Like, are yours ideas like this that you think, well, boy, I could put that down on paper, or at least a semblance of an idea?
I can't draw it myself.
Right.
But I know I can see it in my head, and I know exactly what I want in my head.
Like, the greatest idea this podcast has ever had for a merch idea is one that I don't think you and I collectively could put together.
No,
that we would need help on.
Yeah, that was Stephen Kyle Nature Camp.
I still have the image in my head.
I'm looking at it right now. Look, see, there's a bear off to the left. Yeah,
the font is Styx.
Yeah, Camp Onawana. Like,
and the shirt has to be green. You can't buy it in anything other than green with brown Styx font.
Yep.
And the full Nature Camp is, you're seeing it through oversized binoculars. And in there is the cast of characters we had developed for the Stephen Kyle Nature Camp idea. Mm-hmm. And it's been so long that I don't have that capability, and that's where my limitation hits. But yes, please check it out. There is there's a lot up there at StephenKyle.com/merch.
Yeah, great job on those. They look fantastic. The merch store completely revamped.
Yes.
Just in time for the holidays.
Yes. Boy, we kind of hard out. We have got a boatload to get to. I have a million parenting questions for you next week, just about how you handle... different situations that arise. I know you've encountered these same things. I want to get to these all in the A-bit next week if we can make that happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
As well as, we've got to get to a special guest next week.
Yes, definitely. I'm looking forward to this. So at Steve and Kyle Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the polls are up on both
Facebook and Twitter,
or Facebook and X, if we want to start calling it that. But yeah, thanks for listening. Hopefully this technical issues will be worked out over the next few weeks.
Yeah, God, if this sounds terrible, let us know. From Shike, though. That idiot doesn't know how to do anything but turn a knob.
All right, take care. Talk to you next week.